This is Agriculture Today. I'm Tony St. James.
He was, and they got this giant Kubota, and you got on there, and you could play around with the gears and all that stuff. And now everything is it's just one big, essentially like a video game, really, just controlling it, you know, remotely, or you know, GPS is controlling it. And it just blows my mind. Within a generation, we've gone from the old clunky analog equipment to high-tech digital equipment that doesn't even need a person.
That's the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, a native of Parsons, Kansas, Ajit Pai, who explains that times and tools have changed in agriculture, and it also affects getting the next generation involved.
It's harder to attract the younger people to work in agriculture if the connectivity isn't there, because they just want to be connected all the time, in part because when they're doing work, it relies on technology. But also, while they're working, they might want to listen to TuneIn or check their Twitter feed or whatever it is, and so that's a part of it as well. Or play video game while you're, hopefully you're not operating heavy equipment while you're doing it, but yeah, so I think that's one of the things too, is getting the next generation of the agricultural workforce into the economy is it relies on connectivity.
So very often we focus on agriculture in departments like USDA, sometimes the Environmental Protection Agency, other times the Department of Labor, but very rarely with the Federal Communications Commission. So what does Pai need and want from producers and rural communities?
I think just to have them underscore for people like me how important it is to have the technology that enables them to be more productive. I think that the conversation about broadband is focused on many different areas, important areas, things like telemedicine and getting schools connected to the internet. I think agriculture is a critical part of it as well. And so I would hope that they would continue to come to Washington to meet with people like me. And in addition, as I said, one of the things I love is getting on the road myself. And if they don't mind taking a few minutes and showing a city slicker around to explore how they're using technology, that really helps me. And it helps us build a case for, when we're increasing the budget for our rural broadband programs or when we're reforming our rules to make it easier to deploy wireless infrastructure near agricultural communities. And it helps to be able to say, hey, I went to Renwood Farms. I've seen the potential. I've seen the benefits of, being proactive on this stuff. It just builds a case for change. And I think that's one of the things, that's one of the pieces of our rural agenda that I think I'm really passionate about. I grew up in rural America, as we've discussed, and to me, getting these communities connected is vital. I see a lot of towns, including ones like my own, that you get the sense that people aren't as optimistic about the future, that they feel like the big cities are where the action is, because you have better internet access, or there's just more digital excitement, I guess you might say. And so I don't want those rural communities, which are good places to live and to work and to raise a family, to be withering on the vine in the 21st century.
Ajit Pai is chairman of the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. Also on Tuesday, T-Mobile and Sprint delivering a public information statement to the FCC offices, telling the chairman that they can increase broadband coverage to rural Americans if they can merge, along with improved signal quality, increased network capacity, and they'll have up to 5 call centers located to serve rural areas and small towns. It's Agriculture Today.
Today I'm talking with Brent Bean, agronomist with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, about planting sorghum following a failed cotton crop. Brent, why sorghum?
Well, sorghum is basically a low-cost, low-risk investment that growers can make on land that would otherwise just be left fallow. And then sorghum is known for its drought tolerance. And I think something that should not be overlooked is that generally there's a yield benefit to the cotton crop the following year.
Is there still time to plant sorghum?
We have plenty of time to plant sorghum and can typically plant as late as the first or second week of July with an early maturing hybrid.
What are some of the things growers should consider?
I think first growers need to select the right hybrid seed for their particular growing conditions. And then I would recommend that growers choose a hybrid with sugarcane aphid tolerance. And second, consider any herbicide residual carryover from the cotton. All this information and a lot more can be found on our website at sorghumcheckoff.com.
Thanks, Brent. Again, that was Brent Bean, agronomist for the United Sorghum Checkoff Program.